Dr. Alawi's position now as Iraqi prime minister might not have been predicted a year ago. The oft-mentioned favorite as an Iraqi leader at that time was Ahmed Chalabi. Now Alawi is in the driver's seat. Chalabi's situation is less agreeable. Criminal charges against him were just dropped, though a judge warned that they could be refiled. News analyst Daniel Shore says the seesawing fortunes of these two men reflect a little-noted conflict within the U.S. government.
In his own roundabout manner, Iraqi Interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi confirmed to me at a meeting of the Council on Foreign Relations last Thursday his long-standing relationship with the CIA. He said, "We exiles were fighting Saddam when the United States was supporting Saddam. And after the invasion of Kuwait in 1990, the Iraqi opposition worked with many governments, including the United States." It's becoming clear that in the pre-invasion years, the darling of the Pentagon neocons was Ahmed Chalabi, who led the Bush administration down the garden path of imaginary weapons stockpiles and collected millions of dollars in American subsidies. Most of that time, the CIA, considering Chalabi to be a fraud, was putting its money on Alawi, who led an abortive coup against Saddam Hussein in 1996. Chalabi with his Iraqi National Congress and Alawi with his Iraqi National Accord were bitter rivals, and the rivalry was fanned by the rivalry between Pentagon and CIA. By last May, however, Chalabi, a Shiite, was being investigated on various suspicions, including peddling secrets to Iran. His star no longer in the ascendant, Chalabi was ditched by the Pentagon, his home raided with American help, his nephew fired from the group preparing the trial of Saddam Hussein. The internecine battle in the Bush administration goes on. The leak of an intelligence estimate about the dire prospects for Iraq looked like a CIA shot across the White House bow. Columnist Robert Novak reports that after the president dismissed the CIA estimate as just guessing, the author of that analysis, Paul Pillar, defended it before a private dinner and spoke of unheeded warnings. The president later said he misspoke, and the CIA said the Pillar dinner was just part of his general outreach program. But the Wall Street Journal speaks of the CIA's insurgency. The intelligence community is often at odds with the Pentagon and sometimes with the White House. At the root of the disagreement is a conflict between ideology and pragmatism. But only occasionally, such as backing different candidates in Iraq, does the depth of the conflict come to the surface. This is Daniel Shore.